The vocal folds are like a pair of lips inside the voice box. During breathing, they should be wide apart to allow air to pass between them on the way to the lungs. When laryngospasm happens, the vocal folds or laryngeal lips instead suddenly clamp together, briefly blocking or nearly blocking the upper airway. This causes understandable panic as the person struggles to breathe in, and he or she makes loud inspiratory breathing noises. While each occurrence feels, looks, and sounds dramatic and even life-threatening, both to victim and to onlookers, laryngospasm is not dangerous except in rare and definable circumstances. There are two basic treatment approaches for laryngospasm. One is just management of each individual episode after it happens using a technique we call straw breathing. The second option is to attempt to abolish the disorder with medication so that laryngospasm no longer happens. Let's talk about straw breathing. Again, straw breathing is not to abolish the laryngospasms, but instead to manage or get through each episode. To train in this technique, first obtain a cocktail straw with an outside diameter of approximately 5 millimeters. A soda straw is too large and a coffee stirrer is too small. Once the lips are thoroughly trained to the proper size of opening, the straw is no longer needed and a person can do straw breathing without the straw. The idea is to practice many times. Thus prepared by all of this practice, when that next laryngospasm hits, a person can instantly start straw breathing and keep it up until the spasm is over. Before they try it, many people think they could never breathe for the minute or so until the spasm is over through such a tiny pipe. To understand why they in fact can, we need to review the respiratory cycle. During normal quiet breathing, a person inhales for a second, exhales for a second, and then pauses between breaths for about 5 seconds. So there are a lot of wasted seconds represented by those pauses between breaths. Straw breathing gets rid of the pauses. Instead of a second in, a second out, and 5 seconds pause for a total of 7 seconds per breath, it becomes 6 seconds in, 1 second out, still for a total of 7 seconds for each breath. This means the person can take the same number of breaths per minute, but most of the time is spent slowly bringing air in rather than pausing between breaths. Why does this altered pattern of breathing help during a laryngospasm? For more detail, consult additional resources mentioned above. In brief, the answer is that due to the laws of physics, the harder and faster you try to bring air between the vocal folds, the more tightly they want to close together. By reducing the velocity of the airflow with the straw breathing technique, the space between the vocal folds increases slightly. This in turn allows more air into the lungs. A side benefit is that the noise you make during laryngospasm is diminished or abolished. What about medication for laryngospasm? When laryngospasm is very frequent, straw breathing may not be viewed as sufficient. In this case, we add medication. The most effective medications we have found so far are those used to treat neuralgia. From a list of possible choices, two common medications we use are amitriptyline and gabapentin, one or the other, typically. Phone follow-up is often used to tweak and refine medical management. Summary. During normal breathing, the vocal folds should be far apart from each other to allow lots of air to flow between them. During laryngospasm, they instead clamp together. The person panics, struggles to breathe in, and makes noise when they try. While dramatic and terrifying, laryngospasm is typically not dangerous. The harder a person pulls air in during laryngospasm, the tighter the vocal folds tend to clamp together. To reduce the velocity of air pulled between the nearly closed vocal folds, utilize straw breathing, first with an actual straw for training, and then with an imaginary straw. Straw breathing must be practiced many times in tranquility in order to be able to start this alternate breathing technique instantly when an a laryngospasm occurs and to continue it until the attack has passed. Those with more frequent laryngospasms may be motivated to take daily medication aimed at abolishing them, but patience and persistence are required to find the optimal medical regimen. Thank you for listening to this presentation. I sincerely hope it helps you work more effectively with your personal physician.